Professional respect. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to your customers and clients? What does it mean to the rest of the world? So if you're going to go and purchase the services, the time of a professional person, which by definition is what a professional is, somebody we pay to do something, what are you looking for? And the psychologists and psychiatrists and the behavioral scientists, the people that study the reasons why we do things, will share with us that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of reasons why or why not we would do business with somebody, or why we would respect somebody as a business person. So for some people, it's as simple as arriving on time, dressing professionally, having clean shoes, returning telephone calls or text messages promptly. For other people, it's about how long the person's been in business for, what their experience is, how many degrees at a university they've received, how much in-depth knowledge they have. And for you, it's going to be personal and different, and it is for everybody else. So if somebody's going to do business with you, if you want people to professionally respect you, your service, what you've got to offer, it's a great question. What do you have to do to deserve people's professional respect? And when we look at that really carefully, at the college, when we're talking about how to get your business to open and to grow and to be successful, obviously the first question is, do you respect yourself professionally? So the career path that you've chosen, is it the one that you're the most passionate about? Do you want to be the best in the world at it? Do you want to add massive value to people's lives? Do you believe that you're good at what you do? Do you have the in-depth knowledge that you need to be good at what you do? Do you respect yourself? Which is a really good reason to get a great education. It's a really good reason to keep learning and studying and growing. And of course, if you want to be the best in the world at what you do, you're going to do that naturally. It won't be something you have to do, it'll be something that you want to do. I want to learn every day because I want to be better at what I do. So that's where your own personal professional respect comes from. So first question, do you respect yourself as a professional? The next one is, do you respect other professionals? And if somebody were to watch the way you treat other people, is that great quote, we really are... Our real true character is determined by the way we treat other people, or the people who can't do anything for us. And it's interesting, however, that when we look at other professional people, they may or may not be able to do something for us. So if people are watching the way you treat other people that provide us with a service that we pay for, which isn't necessarily a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, an architect, an engineer, it could be an Uber driver. It could be the person who cleans your carpet or comes to your house to do a pest inspection. The people that we pay to give us a service, how do we treat them, and do we treat them with professional respect? And then, of course, the third one is, how do we treat the things around us? So if people were to look into our lives and we weren't there, would they see a professional person, somebody who's respect-worthy? So if people come to our office and have a look in the back office, or the staff room, or if they come to our home or have a look in our car or have a look at our desk, are we organized? Do we treat our environment, wherever we are, with great respect? And you could take that a step further. And if people were watching you and you didn't know they were watching you, are you the person who drops paper on the ground, or the person who sees a piece of paper on the ground and picks it up and puts it in the rubbish bin? Are you a person who leaves the public toilet messy and dirty, or are you the person who cleans the toilet before you leave it, and other people's mess as well? That's just the common sense of respecting your environment. So if you have a look at the first one in depth, do you respect yourself as a professional? And obviously, there are some areas where if you have a look at the people who are really good at what they do, so for example, elite sports people, elite athletes, the ones that are really good at what they do will tell you that they have not only self-respect, but they have complete trust in their training. They know that when they run onto the field or run onto the court or run out into the competition, that because they have trained so hard, they've done all the work, they've done all the practice, they've done all the learning, they know all the plays, they're as fit and strong as they could possibly be. They have professional respect for themselves, and they know that they can perform at their best. So there's a great question to ask yourself as a professional. Do you have ongoing learning happening in your life on a day-to-day basis? Do you have in-depth knowledge? Are you continuing to learn? Do you trust your own knowledge? Are you proud of the ongoing learning that you're doing? However, are you humble enough to know that you can't possibly know everything? And they're just some of those interesting questions to ask from a personal respect point of view, which then, of course, carries on into your professional life. Then your respect for other people, and I'll give you an interesting example. I'm sure that when you've been in a group of people talking about any topic, it doesn't really matter which topic, everybody has an opinion about that. Whatever topic's being talked about, people will have an opinion. So imagine that you're in a group of people and you're the very best in the world at what you do. Like, you are the very best. And the people in the group are either have a general knowledge about the particular area of specialty that you have, or they might not have any knowledge at all, but they certainly have an opinion. So they haven't asked you what you do. You might be at the pub or at a barbecue or at a social event, and people are just talking. And without asking you what you do, people start giving information about your specialty area. And if you're a human being and you've got any kind of self-ego, for that matter, you might feel very disrespected. Because if people are talking about something that they have either just a general knowledge about or a little bit of knowledge about or no knowledge at all, but they have an opinion and you're there and you're an expert in the area, it's almost like, well, why didn't you ask me? I actually know a lot about this particular topic. It's my area of specialty. Now, there's two things there. Number one, please don't be that person that if you're in a group of people, you haven't asked all the special questions, who are you and what do you do and are you doing what you're passionate about and tell me about you. And then you'll know who's in your group. And even if you think that you know more than everybody else in your group, or you've got more understanding or intelligence, or you're better than the people in your group, is it still possible that you can learn from other people? You can learn what not to do. You can learn how to explain things more simply. You could learn what other people know so that you can add that to your area of being able to explain things to people who don't know a lot about what you do. And I share that because so many times I've been in a group of people where there's been an expert and I feel embarrassed for the expert because I might know that they're an exercise scientist or they're a plastic surgeon or they're a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant or an engineer, and people are giving opinions about their particular area of specialty, of expertise, but they actually don't know too much about it. And I watch what this person does and usually they leave because why would you want to be involved in a group of people who think they know a lot about something they don't actually know anything? So there was it's a great learning curve for me. Don't do that, Rowie. The next thing is, if I'm in a group of people, and I could happily say this, I've been in the fitness profession for over 30 years and I've been a group exercise instructor for over 25 years and I've been a gym instructor and a personal trainer and I run a fitness business college and I've spoken to thousands of people and trained thousands of people and I have in-depth knowledge about anatomy and physiology and exercise programming, and I would sound like such a dick. People aren't interested in what we do, and they're not even interested in what we know. People are really interested in what we can do for them. So rather than when you're in a group of people trying to prove your professionalism and how good you are and get people to respect you by telling them how good you are and what you've done and how much you've achieved, is it possible that people will respect you because you are a professional person? You're genuine, you're warm, you ask great questions, you're genuinely interested in the answers to those questions, and you are genuinely interested in other people rather than having to tell people how good you are at what you do. And I'm sure you've been in a conversation like that where somebody's been really happy to tell you about how good they are at something. And technically, you should probably respect them professionally because they're really good at what they do, but they just come across as sounding arrogant. And having learned the hard way, I obviously don't do that. I'm really interested in other people and what they do. And I'm really interested in everybody that can add value to my life. Of course, that's a very selfish thing, but you could be too, because is it possible that everybody could add value to your life? So your professional respect for other people, if people were talking about you as a person, would they say, yes, he's a really respectful guy, or she's a beautiful human being because she respects all people, or that person is really respectful because you can see it when they're in a group of people, they are just as respectful of the cleaning person as they are of the organizer of the event. They're just as respectful of the elite sports person as they are of the person who's cleaning the toilets. And isn't that what we could do an overall of what respect actually is? Respecting all people as unique, special human beings. Nobody's more important than anybody else. Whether somebody lives in the street and they haven't got a house, or they live in a palace, here's something to consider. Have you ever stopped and chatted to the people who are living in the street? Is it possible that those people have a great story to share with us and we could learn from them? Versus, is it possible that we overestimate the famous people and the people that live in palaces and mansions and make billions of dollars and are really famous? Is it possible that they are just special, unique, beautiful human beings, and rather than treat them as superstars or not be able to talk when we see them because they're just so famous and I just don't know what to say, or I often watch young girls screaming when they see a rock star or a famous person. How about treat each person professionally and respectfully? Congratulations for being really good at what you do, and tell me about you. I'd love to know how you got to be as good as you are at what you do. Then, of course, the third one is your respect for your environment. And I'm sure that even if you met somebody who was famous or a billionaire or a successful elite sports person or a successful business person, but you saw them leave their cigarette butt on the ground, or you saw them be rude to the cleaning person, or you saw them treat this checkout operator disrespectfully, I'm sure that your professional respect for that person may not be as high as a person who is respectful of all things. So if we want people to respect us, is it important that we look inside first? Am I a person that I would respect? Should people respect me? Do I practice what I preach? Am I doing what I love? Do I look after myself? Am I in great physical condition? Am I healthy, fit, and strong to show that I have self-respect? The professional respect I have for myself, am I always learning? Am I always growing? Am I always aiming to get better at what I do? Or have I become arrogant or complacent because I think I'm really good at what I do? Professional respect for other people. If people were watching me, would they see a person that is respectful of all people, not just people who can do something for me? And do I treat all people with professional respect? And then my environment, if people were watching me, whether I knew they were watching me or not, would they see a person who has a clean house, a clean car, an organized office, an organized business? I look after my environment. I never put rubbish on the ground. I always clean up after myself. Do I have respect of my environment? And if we put all of those things together, is it possible that people may want to do business with us? They can see a person who respects themselves and their product or service. They can see a person who's respectful of other people, and they can see somebody that's respectful of their environment. Because we now live in a world where people don't have the professional respect to come and talk to you if they have a challenge with you. They'll post it on social media. If they see you doing something awful, they'll tell people about it on social media. If you want to get a feel for how the world's going, have a read of TripAdvisor reports, have a read of what people post about businesses, have a read about what people say on social media about other people. And is it possible that the way we talk about other people says more about us than it says about that other person? Is it possible that people who have professional respect, who have integrity, who have loyalty, would never downgrade another business, would never gossip or criticize about another human being? They are respectful people. So that's a great thing to have a look at, your social media profile, the way you talk on social media, the way you answer your emails, how fast you respond to your text messages or your calls or your emails. Is it possible that they will all be reasons why people professionally respect you or not? And in a world where it's so easy to gain people's respect because something we do can be shared with the world really quickly, but we can also lose people's respect really quickly, is it possible that we just should live our lives the way we would be proud to look at ourselves at the end of the day and say, I've had a great day today because I'm proud of who I am. I've been respectful of myself. I've been respectful of other people. I've been respectful of my environment. And I can't wait to get up and live tomorrow and do it all over again. Woohoo!